Well, let's take a look at baseball. Last night, game heard here on KJAN. Greg Bird busted out of his slump with a long home run that began a perfect night at the plate, and Michael Pineda pitched the New York Yankees past the staggering St. Louis Cardinals 9-3 for their seventh straight victory. Aaron Hicks also hit a homer, and Aaron Judge was robbed of one by a fan in the bleachers, forcing the young Yankees bopper to settle for an RBI triple. New York chased Adam Wainwright in the fifth and finished a three-game sweep that left St. Louis at 3-9. That's the worst record in the National League and its poorest start since 1988. Pineda went seven innings in a sharp follow-up to his dominant outing last Monday when he retired the first 20 Tampa Bay batters and struck out 11 over 7 2/3 innings for an 8-1 victory in New York's home opener. In National League play yesterday, Miami beat the New York Mets 4-2. It was Milwaukee over Cincinnati 4-2. Washington beat Philadelphia 6-4. Atlanta topping San Diego 9-2. Pittsburgh over Chicago 6-1. Colorado beat San Francisco 4-3. And Arizona 3-1 over the Los Angeles Dodgers. In the American League, Alcides Escobar hit an RBI single in the ninth inning, and the Kansas City Royals, boosted by a strong effort from starter Ian Kennedy, edged the Los Angeles Angels 1-0 Sunday for their fourth straight win. Kennedy pitched two-hit ball and struck out 10 over 8 innings as Kansas City sent the Angels to their fifth loss in a row. Salvador Perez led off the ninth with a single against Blake Parker, and pinch runner Raul Mondesi stole second and went to third on a wild pitch after pinch hitter Mike Moustakas was walked. Cam Bedrosian relieved, and Paulo Orlando fouled out. Escobar followed then with his game winner. Kelvin Herrera threw an 8-pitch, flawless ninth inning. Kennedy didn't allow a hit until C.J. Krohn's double with two outs in the fifth inning. Cliff Pennington singled with two outs in the eighth for the Angels' other hit. Angels left-hander Tyler Skaggs, who had an .871 earned run average in his first two starts, threw seven shutout innings, giving up four hits and striking out nine. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was Baltimore over Toronto 11-4. Detroit beat Cleveland 4-1. Boston 7-5 over Tampa Bay. Seattle outscored Texas 8-7. The White Sox beat Minnesota in 10 innings 3-1. Houston at Oakland was rained out yesterday. In Pacific Coast League baseball on Sunday, the Iowa Cubs beat Round Rock 6-3. Omaha 7-0 winners over New Orleans. Talk about some serious sticker shock. That baseball that, for some reason, stuck to Yadier Molina's chest protector during a game earlier this month was sold for just a little over $2,000 in a St. Louis online auction. There were 58 bids for the ball, and the winner was declared when the auction closed Sunday night. By now, most fans are familiar with that bizarre play. Cardinals reliever Brett Cecil struck out pinch hitter Matt Caesar of the Chicago Cubs on a pitch in the dirt April 6th. The ball bounced up, and for some reason, it stuck to Molina's chest protector as the Gold Glove catcher looked around trying to find it. By the time he did, Caesar was safe at first base. Major League Baseball looked into the play and determined there were no rules violations. Molina said he had no idea how Cecil's pitch clung to his equipment. In Stanley Cup playoff action yesterday, the Pittsburgh Penguins and the St. Louis Blues are feeling just jakey right now as Jake Guentzel helped the Pens take a 3-0 lead in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and Jake Allen was outstanding while the Blues went up 3-0 in their series. Guentzel capped his first career hat trick by scoring 13-10 into overtime to complete the Penguins' 5-4 victory at Columbus. Guentzel's second goal of the night put the Pens up 4-3 midway through the third period, but the Blue Jackets tied it on Brandon Dubinsky's goal with 4:49 left in regulation. Brian Rust scored twice in the second period to erase the Blue Jackets' 3-1 advantage. Marc-Andre Fleury made 33 saves for Pittsburgh, which can wrap up that series in Columbus on Tuesday. In St. Louis, Allen turned back 40 shots, and Jaden Schwartz scored the tie-breaking goal to lead the Blues past the Wild 3-1. Also in the NHL playoffs yesterday, Carey Price stopped 20 shots, and the Canadiens scored twice in the third period to secure a 3-1 win over the Rangers in New York. Neither team scored until Atturi Lehkonen scored late in the second period. Shea Weber and Alexander Radulov made it 3-0 in the third. Game four is on Tuesday in that series. Cam Talbot made 23 saves, and Zach Cassian scored with 9:15 remaining, and Edmonton earned a 1-0 victory and a 2-1 lead in their first-round series against San Jose. Sharks will try to even that series at home on Tuesday. The NBA playoffs yesterday saw the top seeds open their playoff schedule Sunday, and the Golden State Warriors pulled out a win against Portland. But the Chicago Bulls pulled off the day's biggest surprise by winning at Boston. Isaiah Thomas managed to play just a day after his sister was killed in a car accident, but his emotional performance couldn't stop the Celtics from falling to the Bulls 106-102. Thomas received a thunderous ovation and finished with a game-high 33 points after deciding to play. But the Celts struggled against Jimmy Butler, who scored 23 of his team-high 30 points in the second half and finished with 9 rebounds. Butler scored 10 straight points to put the Bulls back in front early in the fourth quarter. Bobby Portis added 19 for the 8th-seeded Bulls, who stay in Boston for Game 2 on Tuesday. The Golden State Warriors opened their NBA playoff schedule with a victory, but it wasn't easy against the 8th-seeded Portland Trail Blazers. Kevin Durant delivered 32 points and 10 rebounds in his Warriors postseason debut to lead a 121-109 triumph over the visiting Blazers. Durant shot 12 of 20 and showed no signs of the left knee injury that caused him to miss 19 straight games late in the regular season. Stephon Curry dropped in 29 points for the Warriors, who were tied at 88 heading into the final period. Draymond Green contributed 19 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists, and 5 block shots to that victory. Game 2 is Wednesday at Oakland. Elsewhere in Sunday's NBA playoff action, James Harden outplayed fellow MVP candidate Russell Westbrook as the Rockets opened their playoff slate with a 118-87 pounding of Oklahoma City. Harden poured in 37 points, handed out 9 assists, and grabbed 7 rebounds. While teammate Patrick Beverley had a playoff career best 21 points, Westbrook finished with 22 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists, but shot just 6 for 23 and had 9 turnovers for the Thunder. That series resumes Wednesday at Houston. John Wall scored 15 of his playoff career high 32 points in the third quarter and finished with 14 assists as Washington opened its postseason slate with a 114-107 decision over Atlanta. Game 2 is on Tuesday. In golf, Wesley Bryan has become a first-time winner on the PGA Tour by capturing a tournament on his home turf. The South Carolina native closed with a 4-under 67 to win the RBC Heritage by one stroke over Luke Donald at Hilton Head. Bryan was 4 shots back heading into the final round before moving into contention with 4 consecutive birdies on the front 9. He birdied the 15th hole to take the lead for good. He finished the event at minus 13. Stephen Ames has earned his first PGA Tour Champions victory by taking the Mitsubishi Electric Classic. The 52-year-old Ames closed with a 6-under 66 for a 15-under total and a 4-shot win over Bernard Longer. Ames won for the first time since taking the 2009 Children's Miracle Network Classic. That was the last of his 4 PGA Tour titles. And one of the oldest records at the Drake Relays could be in jeopardy later this month. Relays director Blake Bolden says he's put together a field for the men's 1,500 meters that has the potential to set a new mark.
We will have a group of athletes contending for the Drake Stadium record. The record set 1984 by Steve Scott. It's the Drake Stadium and Drake Relays record, 3:38.27.
Leading the field will be 2-time Drake champion Clayton Murphy, who won the bronze in the 800 at the Rio Olympics.
Last year, he was a bronze medalist in the 800 in the Rio Olympics, the NCAA champion for 1,500 meters. He'll compete alongside Hillary Bohr, who is an Iowa State alum and a finalist in the 2016 Olympic steeplechase, and Leo Manzano, a fan favorite here. He was a Drake Relays champion in 2015 and 2012 Olympic silver medalist.
The Drake Relays are set for later this month, April 26th through the 29th. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.